Good morning, America. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, It's Thursday. All over the world, Good morning. It's your girl. Yes, how to do? All right, now let's get into some topics. Listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear today, all right, on the podcast, all right? And I want to say thank you for listening. I know you could be anywhere else out in the world, but you choose to be right here with your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Good morning, America. How to do? Now, just like I said earlier, it is Thursday all around the world. Thursday. So let's get into the topics of the week, because y'all know it's a lot of them, okay? We got it going on, so bear with me, okay? Let's just get into it now. I hate to start off on this note, but it's what's popping, you know, right now. Y'all know every time we look on social media, it's something different. Now, Diddy goes on PR offense, okay? Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, okay? Want to show the world, all right, that not all of his parties was, you know, Freak Diddy parties, okay? Like, for instance, his 50th birthday party was all star-studded. All y'all stars attended. Y'all know y'all came out, okay? Had on y'all best specs and everything, okay? It is all later why. But they say, word on the streets, so to speak, a little pillow talk, rumors, so to speak, that, you know, everybody know in the hood where it's all good. Everybody know Diddy had two parties. You had the regular Hollywood, you know, glam and glitz, all right? And then you had your freakneeks, you understand me, where it was all good. All right? So you know how Diddy is. You know, he's trying to portray an image. You know what I'm saying? Like, all his parties wasn't freakneek parties. Not all of them. You know, we might admit to a few of them, but not all of them, all right? Anyway, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Y'all know Cassidy is cooperating, they say, allegedly, with the feds. They saying, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, that's the reason why they was able to get that search warrants. The feds was able, because she had went on and, right. She let the world know first, got her coins, went and got the bag, made sure she could still grab that bag. Oh, smart girl. Cassidy, it was your world at that time. And why not? Because she can. Now, so, right, they talking on the streets now. They saying that's why the feds was able to get that search warrants. Because remember, I know I had a lot of questions. You know, how was they able to bust up in that man's house like that was one of my questions. Right. Well, okay, they got a little dirt on them. If I was Puffy, I'd sit back. Okay, I'd be quiet. I wouldn't be seen right now. That's just me. More on that story as it developed. Y'all know, Puffy's story got more turns than the goddamn freakneek party knob at the door, don't it? Okay, more on that story, y'all, as it develops, okay? Now let's get into something fun. All right, now y'all know Tiger Woods, okay, is getting ready for the Masters. He's prepping, okay? He's trying to get his body together, you know. He's trying to bring that back, you understand me? So, one of his methods of preparing, okay, right now, is no sex. And people all in an uproar, allegedly, because they was like, you know, shit, Tiger was at his best, you know, when he was busting down some sex, you know what I'm saying? But listen, you got to keep in mind, right? It's this physics thing now. You know, the man that got older, this is just my opinion. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday. Topics of the week. And we talking about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Where it's all good, ain't it? And is. Right. So the man is preparing for the Masters. Okay? Right. The golf tournament. So he said no sex. Right. Because, you know, right. When you young, you got that stamina. You know what I'm saying? You can go like, you a stallion, baby. You can go all night. You know, bang. And still wake up, in the morning, ready, refreshed, and you will go out there and win that golf tournament. But now, as we get older, you know, we get a little slower. I ain't saying that he's slow, but you know what I'm saying? Just think about it. As you get older, stuff starts to, you know, slow down a little bit, a little slow down the morale. You know, you get a little weak after sex. This ain't the way you ain't the way you used to be in your 20s, you know, the way you is in your 40s and 50s. You know what I'm saying? It's physics and everything. You know, things gonna change, especially if you was out there, you know, shaking your thing, you know, moving your thing. You know what I'm saying? Hitting everything that move that is. Right, that's what they were saying, allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. A little pull-up talk. Y'all know Tiger has had his share, allegedly. Okay, oh yeah, some of his shit has played out in the public eye. But listen, I want to say more power to you, Tiger. We hope it all works out. You and the masters, go ahead and get it done. Right, we know you can do it with or without sex. Okay, allegedly. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday, and we're doing the topics, baby, of the week. Now, get into this other one. Michael Jackson, MJ. Okay, allegedly. They got some type of pictures of him. They say something about showing his private part. You know, allegedly. Word on screen, so speak. So, you know, his family, them, is working to get all that blocked. Don't nobody want to see Mike's thing, if you know what I mean. Allegedly public. Okay, hold on. Let me let y'all listen to this real fast. I got to go control my animals over here. What the hell kind of house you running? Go ahead, Jill. Give us a second with a little bit of that. Honey.
Why you got to be so mean?
All right, good morning, world. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y. How to do? Okay. God is good when all the time, when in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning. Okay, we was just talking about the topics of the week. Okay, and where were we? All right, let's just jump right back into where I think we was. We was at MJ. Okay, where they had to, they're going to stop. Someone is trying to show our beloved pop star's private parts. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday, and I dame that is the thirstiest thing this week. No, nobody want to see that. We love our pop star. We do not want to be tainted with our man's private part. Right, y'all stop that, okay? Yeah, y'all get something done on that, allegedly, okay? More on that story as it develops. Okay, back into the, yeah, we're gonna dive into it, okay? All right, now, we had a Diddy sighting. Okay, we did. Okay, instead of being low-key, because see, listen, it's just me. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday, how to do. Okay, good morning, world. I'm happy. How about you? Now, listen, it's just me, but if the feds, you know what I'm saying, broke into my house, and they looking to lock me up, and locked up, won't let me out, ain't no way. I'm just saying, okay, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up talk, everything I said today is allegedly, rumors, so to speak, right, all right, a little pull-up talk, and things of that nature, as that such, okay, no, but if I know the feds looking for me, ain't no way y'all gonna be able to find me, baby. This man Diddy ain't never scared. Okay, did he do it? Okay, Diddy out telling folk, why you say that, Lady Y? It is out. I'm gonna tell you why. Diddy out and about telling folks to pray for him. My brother is asking folks to pray for him. Okay, right, and you should, you sure should, but I wouldn't be out where they could see me. This would be, listen, I tell y'all to pray for me, this would be true, but it would be on a media site or something. There's no way I'd be stopping, taking autographs, taking pictures, posing for the camera. Okay, won't stop, can't stop. You need to, especially now. And then, allegedly, word on the streets, a little pull-up talk, him and the baby, the son, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up talk, is getting charged for getting sued, excuse me, pardon me, okay, it is I, Lady Y. We can always do a retraction right here and now. Let's retract and move forward, shall we, and shall. Well, the son is getting sued, excuse my French, for sexual assault, for SA, for S.A. allegedly, the son, and they say, word on screen, so to speak, little pillow talk rumors, so to speak, you understand me, the daddy was right there, and it was on the yacht. Okay, so y'all, wait a minute. Listen, they not only out there S.A.ing them, okay, they S.A.ing them in a beautiful, listen, in a beautiful environment, beautiful views or whatnot. Okay, what is that? A real monster? And he teaching the babies, allegedly, how to be monsters, too. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's just get into it, okay, shall we? Uh-huh. We shall. Okay, listen, S.A.'s named, I believe this is Essence Magazine. I love y'all. It is Our Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday. Essence Magazine. Sexy. Okay. Essence Magazine. Let's try this again. Named someone the second sexiest man of the moment. Okay. And who was that sexiest man of the moment? Wait a minute. Let's find this. Quit playing with me. Okay, here it is right here. Girl, stop playing with me. Yeah. No. Girl, you almost messed up. Girl, I'm glad you reading today, girl. Okay, listen. Because I got to make sure I got this right. Turn this around. Okay, no. You got to make sure you get this right, baby. This is important, baby. Okay, hold on now. Hold on. No. Okay, Russell Williams. Is it William? Sierra's husband. Girl, I had to make sure I got this right. Okay, yeah. Oh, he fine, and y'all know that. Don't be mad about it. Sierra's husband. Okay, because I can't find the right name right now, and I don't want to mess up. I do not want to mess up. Essence Magazine named him the sexiest man of the moment. Baby, Sierra's husband. Okay, it is Our Lady. Why? Well, I have to make sure. I made sure I got that right. Okay, yeah, it's Wilson, right? Oh, yeah. It's Wilson. Uh-huh. I had to make sure I got that right. Right, sometimes, listen, if you don't say it right, don't say it at all. Okay, that's all what I'm saying. Yeah, baby, that's what they saying. Congratulations, family. Okay, yeah, congratulations. Congratulations, uh-huh. That's all I have to say, because that's important. You see what I'm saying? That's important. That had to be said. Okay, I know some of y'all like, what the difference does that make to me? It makes a lot to me. Y'all done gave this man a lot of mess this year, and he deserved to have something good in the moment in his life. Congratulations, Sierra's husband. Russell Williams? Yeah, uh-huh. I believe that is. No, Wilson. Get it right, girl. Girl, it is I, Lady Y, and I can mess up a story, can't I? Can I butcher a good thing? All right, and Sierra said about her baby, if loving you is wrong. Okay, she don't want to be right. Baby girl, you right. Mm-hmm. You definitely right. All right, now. Okay, right, Diddy's not, I said that, y'all. I said, now, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk back to the Diddy story. I said that, right? I said he ain't doing PR story. He ain't doing his PR right. Okay, you shouldn't be out and about gallivanting like that. You just shouldn't. Okay, now, allegedly, more on that story. Okay, as it developed. Now, y'all know Miley Cyrus. They got it going on in their family, allegedly. More on that story as it developed. We're going to talk about it. Okay, now, I hear the sister, okay, done hearted a picture of Miley's ex. How would you feel if your sister had enough balls to heart a picture of your ex? Baby, we're going to talk about that because I feel like that's out of line. I don't know about you, but my sister, your loyalty, little mama, belongs to me. Okay, for real. You ain't supposed to be, hard no picture of my ex and you my sister. And how you know, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull of talk that the family is at war. And how you know me and the ex didn't break up on the good note? How you know, right, we, you know, how you know we didn't break up good? How you know we didn't break up, you know, like at war? Because some people, when they break up, they cannot be friends. And that's another question of the day. Can you be friends with your ex, America? It is I, Lady Y. All right, it's right. It's Thirsty Thursday all over the world. Okay, it's your girl. It's Lady Y. Yes, it's I. Can you be friends with your ex? I'm going to tell you right now, I only two exes that I've been friends with right now to this day is my children's fathers. Them is the only two. I only made effort for them two only. Okay, as far as them other ones, no, we didn't leave at a good time. We didn't leave at a good space. We didn't leave in a good place. So I'm going to say for me, I'm going to answer that question for y'all because I love y'all. And that this is the question of the week. This is the question of the day. Can you still be friends, America, with your ex? For your girl, why? Lady, why? It is I can't do it. I tried before. Can't do it. There's something about it. Right. At that moment. Right. So let's get into it. Okay. The family's having family feud because she hearted her sister's ex. Okay. Picture. And it was a thirst trap picture. Why would you do that, little mama? More on that story. Okay. As it developed. Now let's get into it. Now y'all know, you know, the star, the country star, Jelly Roll. All right. His plane, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, had to do an emergency landing. Okay. Yeah. They had to do emergency landing. Okay. Something about something, but still they had to turn around and do an emergency landing. Okay. Good. Jelly Roll made it to the CMTs just in time to collect his award. Congratulations, Mr. Jelly Roll, and your awards, okay, that night. Okay, God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, pray it out. You made it to where you were supposed to be, and he made sure you did that. Congratulations once again, Mr. Jelly Roll. All right, allegedly. More on that story as it developed. Now let's get into, okay, the Kardashians' vacation, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Yeah, they went on vacation, and they had the cowboy theme, which allegedly, it's just my opinion, it is our Lady Y, it's Thirsty Thursday. Okay, I feel like that was a thirst trap, and they got it from Beyonce. Okay, we didn't see y'all no cowboy hats before. Country was listen, country was a thing. Okay, country was all right before, but y'all know when Beyonce put her stamp on that, when that nose put her stamp on the shit, it's a thing now. You know what I'm saying? It's become pop culture, so to speak. Okay, some of them real angry about it. Congratulations again, Miss Beyonce, on that Carter, that country Carter. Okay, girl, you put your foot in that, ain't it? Indeed. Oh, some of them is real mad about that. And baby, here's the tea. Okay, here's the high blue. Here's the hee-haw about all that with all that hoopla. Here go the hee-haw about all that. She got Dolly Parton in there saying her little spiel. Baby, you got Dolly. That's just like getting Reba. You understand me? And Reba won't even comment about it. She ain't falling for the shenanigans. She said, I'm not getting in that shit. The beehives, allegedly, is not coming after me. Okay, it is I, Lady Y, all day. So now the Kardashians, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, little pull on top, was on a little vacation, and they had a cowboy theme. And listen, here goes the staff of TMZ. I'm going to tell y'all, I love me some TMZ. TMZ, Dish Nation, perfect job. I love both of y'all. Love all your people. I do. Love me some Harvey and Charles, number one. I love the young crew under y'all. I'm going to tell you, because they something else. Now, the crew of TMZ, yeah, because I'll be watching, and do, allegedly, said, listen, they know that somebody be, you know, getting Kim together when she be taking them flicks because the photographs be a little bit too perfect, right? And they know they can't Photoshop too much. So now the crew of TMZ said they know somebody be doing stuff because the sand on the woman's ass was placed too perfectly. Boy, I hit the flow. I said, I love this generation. How y'all focusing on the sand on this woman's ass? Now, I was looking at the thigh. Okay, and I'm like, how some sand ain't falling down the thigh? Okay, I was with them. I was like, yeah, y'all talking about the thigh. No, baby, they wasn't talking about the thigh, old school. Okay, I was thinking too seasonal, though. You know, I was looking at the thigh. Baby, they was looking at the ass. Okay, they were looking at the buttocks. Okay, excuse me. It is I, Lady Y, and today it's Thirsty Thursday all over the world, and it's your girl, Lady Y. Oh, baby, I hit the floor when that young generation said, look how perfect the sand is on her buttocks. And listen, please trust and believe I rewinded that shit right back. Oh, because I want to see it. And I looked, I said, now these kids, that's right. The sand is perfectly placed on Miss Kardashian's buttock. Her and Khloé looked real good. Her, Khloé, and the other sister, you looked real good. Her, Khloé, Khloé, Kim, and the beautiful one. You know, she just got married to the fella that could play the guitar real good. Courtney. Yes, beautiful. Yeah, Courtney. Yeah, y'all girls still look beautiful. And do, baby, y'all still relevant. Y'all ain't got to try so hard. Okay, pipe down. Okay, right. We know y'all still around. In other news, okay? Good Times had a reboot, and it was an animated reboot, and people still mad because they wonder why Good Times, right, is still in the ghetto years later. The young generation, they asking the hard question, why we still broke? Okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Little Puller talk, right, allegedly. We're going to get more on that story, okay, as it develops, okay? All right, let's move forward now. We got to get these stories out there. We got to get to them, baby. Now, Jessica Simpson. Okay, Jessica Simpson shutdowns. Rumors that her baby gonna split up. They not. They putting up a united front. They in love. She don't wear her wedding ring all the time. They was on vacation because you vultures is out here. You after everybody marriage now. You know, you look y'all for blood. Once you done seen somebody else break up, now you want everybody else to goddamn breaking up. Jessica say, no, ma'am. No, sir. Not here. Get somebody else to do it. She want her husband. Okay. And this much is very clear. And I'm so upset that she felt the need to give y'all a goddamn response, to give y'all an excuse why she ain't got on her wedding ring. Because I ain't got it on. Okay, but I still got my husband. And those of you who ain't even got a husband, better not there. Okay, come for me. Okay, that's what I would say. Okay, it is our lady why. All right, all right, shut it down. If that was me, I'm just saying, so to speak. Okay, y'all crazy as hell, baby. I'm weak. Okay, now let's get into it. Let's get back into it. All right. More on that story as it develops, okay? But for right now, Jessica Simpson said, huh, man, baby. It's all right. But out, stay out. In other news today, Billy D was talking about, All right, this man is 80 years old. Y'all cut him some slack. Please cut him some slack. Okay, he was talking about back in his days how he's saying him. He ain't saying nobody else, okay? How he... Right. Enjoyed watching people do blackface. We don't like that no more, Billy D. We find that very offensive now. I found that offensive then. I don't see how you could be cracking up because it was taking food out of y'all mouth. Why get a white man to play a black man when you can get a black man that's a black man to play a black man so he can have some money to get some food to put on his table with his black family? I mean, I'm a cut him some slack because that's Billy D. I love him. Y'all know that. You know, he in all my movies with Diana Ross and everything, allegedly. Word on the street, so it's be a little pillow talk. So I ain't going to get at him too bad, but trust and believe. I was just upset at him as y'all was. But keep in mind, right, he's a little seasonal now, baby. All right, so, right, we got to, right, just cut him a little slack, okay? And other news, more on that story as it develops. Now, listen, y'all get him together, though. Don't let Billy D be out here saying nothing else that's offensive to us, okay? Because we got to stick together as a union. All right, moving forward. Now, y'all remember the Crumble case where that boy went in there, allegedly, word on street, so to speak, little pillow talk, and shot all them kids in school, and now the parents are going to get charged? Okay, they are. Okay, listen, if your kid, you know your kid is unstable, and y'all got guns where he can go out there and harm people, okay, look forward to doing a quick 10 to 15, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, yeah, the parents are charged, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, allegedly, they looking up to about from 10 to 15 years, okay, so make sure y'all know what y'all child doing, don't go in there and act like you're deaf, dumb, and you see everything that's going on around you, okay, and then the other people and the other kids and everything had lost their lives for nothing. Well, now you're going to lose yours. You're going to jail. All right, control your kids. More on that story as it develops. Moving on. Okay, right. Gypsy Rose, allegedly, word on screen, so speak, little pull talk, she done broke up with her husband. Yeah. You know, the little young lady that murdered her mother, allegedly, word on screen, so speak, look. Now she's an instant celebrity, okay? She done broke up with her husband, too. He all right, because he's doing other things. He's doing reality shows and everything, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Little pillow talk, well, Okay, Gypsy has now got her nose done. That's one thing she wanted to do, and she got that done. It looks beautiful. Okay, they say, word on the street, so to speak. Little pillow talk, go on, Gypsy, do your thing. It's time for you to live, even though your mama can't. All right, word on the street, so to speak. Little pillow talk, it is I, Lady Y. Okay, allegedly. Listen, don't shoot the messenger. These is just the topics of the week. Added on with my little comments, my little tea, okay, or my little key of the day. Now, come on now. All right, Russell Simmons reacts to his daughter, new man, at 65, and she is 21. Y'all leave that young girl alone. Okay, it is our Lady Y, okay, for real, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. Little pillow talk, I'm going to say this to say that y'all leave that girl alone. Y'all remember how her mama and her daddy met. Okay, I'm just saying. All right, listen. If you come from it, you're going to be with it. And listen, she's young. And you know, she's young and she's used to having lavish things, going on lavish vacations. And excuse my French, but these little young, tight skins of her age just don't have that type of money, you know, and that type of pool and that type of, you know, caliber where they can, you know, take her and do what she's used to doing. Remember, her father and everybody had a lot of money in that family, so she's used to a lot. So she went out there and snagged her, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, a little 65-year-old who can afford to take her on lavish vacations and do what he needs to do to make her happy, right? So everybody got something to say. Leave that alone. But anyway, okay, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Now, all that talking, baby girl has already dumped him. She is moving on. That's why you can't say too much about what these young children doing, okay? Because they hit a day gone tomorrow, all right? That was just, listen, that was a score. That's what these babies call that, right, out in the streets. That was a money back grab. That was a come up, okay? That was these young children call it today on the streets today, allegedly, word on the streets, so to speak. Look, pull a talk, right, that was a money grab, babe. Okay, she had to come in there and get her stuff paid for, right, because word on the streets, so to speak. Look, pull a talk, daddy stopped paying for college, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, so little mama got to get it, how she can get it. You understand me? Okay, and guess what? She make it do whatever it can do, and I ain't mad at her, okay? Moving forward and a step on back, you can't get mad, okay? If you was raised from hustlers, you're going to do exactly what's in your blood. You're going to do exactly what you was raised to do and what you've seen other hustlers do. You going to hustle. Don't get mad at that, baby. Uh-huh. She had to do what she had to do. More on that story as it develops. Well, okay, the media is going wild over Terrence Howard, allegedly new hairstyle. Okay, in one interview, baby, he had it curled up like Farrah Fawcett. And I'm like, what is going on? Looking like he back in the 60s. Well, some sources are saying, allegedly, that he might be getting ready for a new role. Because at first he was going to retire. Allegedly, word on screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk so the other young folks can come up and have plenty of opportunities. But so maybe he changed his mind. We don't know. More on that story because y'all know how Mr. Howard is. He do what he want to do. Okay, because that's the type of cat he is. Okay, and that is just that. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday all over the world. It's your girl, the Y. I love y'all. Okay, I love y'all. I do love you. Okay, now listen, let's get into it. One more thing. Now, did y'all see this week? Okay, did y'all see Diddy's list? Diddy ain't playing. Diddy said he ain't going down by himself. Okay, he had a list on the internet this week calling out a lot of people. Okay, and I'm telling y'all, the rabbit hole goes deep. Okay, it seemed like to me, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, he done called out half of my favorite people in his list. Sitting up with him and this little baby, right? I don't know who that was. Probably a little grandchild. Probably one of his kids or one of his kids' kids. I don't know who it was. Or one of his friends' kids. But baby, he looked like he was calling out some of everybody. Baby, y'all better get in touch with that man. That's what he said. He said that at the end, okay, of his his little broadcast or his little statement or whatever he was trying to do. Baby, I got nervous and I wasn't even on the goddamn list. Okay, damn. What was y'all doing out here in these streets? Allegedly, like he said, he got dirt on everybody. Look like. All right, more on that story as it develops. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday all over the world. It's your girl. All right, Lady Y. Now let's get into it. Now, should celebrities stay away from Diddy? I want to ask that question. Listen, that goes hand in hand with the celebrity list and him knowing what he knowing about y'all. Okay, the second question, because the other question was the first question. The first question was, can you be friends with your ex? That's the first question. Okay, can you, America? Can you? Because I can't. Second question is, should the celebrities right now? Okay, why Diddy is under investigation, allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. Little pillow talk. Should the celebrities stay away from Diddy? Okay, Diddy already making all these threats. He hollering and shit. Should y'all stay away from him? Now, I can answer that for you. Okay, if he was calling, I'd be scared as hell. I probably would stay away and call my lawyer. Baby, I'll lawyer up. Okay, what the fuck? I've been unlawyered up. Baby, I've been a lawyer. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I've been a lawyered up. I ain't even gonna lie. It is I, Lady Y. I ain't even gonna lie. I've been a lawyered up. I'm scared to death. Okay, so I'm asking y'all, should the celebrities right now, while Diddy is under investigation, stay away from him? I don't know. You let me know. Okay, now, we got another story. Okay, jumping off in the news today, and this one go hand in hand. Okay, this one right here go hand in hand, because y'all know, allegedly, word on screen, so speak, a little pillow talk, you know Jay-Z and Diddy's friends. Okay, allegedly, word on screen, so speak, Diddy calling names and everything. Right, now, they saying word on screen, so speak, a little pillow talk, allegedly. Okay, right. Jay-Z had a mistress. Okay, and they saying the mistress was pregnant, Miss Kathy White. They talking about it. They bringing that Kathy White story up again. Yeah. And they said, allegedly, right on screen, so speak a little pillow talk. Yeah, they said Miss Mama was pregnant. They said she was best friends with Claudia Jordan, allegedly. Word on the screen, so speak a little pillow talk. Said she was Jay-Z's side chick. All right, yeah, they bringing that up, and then something happened to her. More on that story, y'all, as it developed. That's some serious shit. They throwing some accusations around, baby. She, listen, it seemed like all y'all dirt. Okay, about to come to the light. Okay, you better pray. All right, God is good. When? All the time. I'm just saying, get your receipts. Now, this is what they saying now. They saying Jay-Z shit starting to stink so bad, it's showing. Everybody can smell it from a mile away. Boy, y'all killing folks, huh? See, that's that dog shit right there. That's I could never. Okay, that's why the celebrities, being with the celebrities is scary. That ain't a pleasure no more. Remember, it used to be a pleasure. It used to be an honor. Okay, it's just that they humans too. And then they be into some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no more morals, you know, and they feel like, you know, money can buy off any situation. Money can take up, right? Money can take care of everything. Not really. It put a Band-Aid on it for a little while, and then you see what happens to a Band-Aid when it get wet. It comes the fuck off. Okay? It is I, Lady Y, and when that happens, it reveals all your shit, your cuts, your bruises, okay, your nasty shit. And that's what's finna go on. Word on the streets, okay? Allegedly, okay? Rumors and whatnot. More on that story, y'all, as it developed. Hey, did y'all hear about the Amazon lady who stole $9.4 million? Insane. It is our Lady. Why? Did y'all hear about that? Baby. When I heard about it, I said, what? Yeah, little mamas. Little Mamas was able to steal from the Amazon, allegedly, from Amazon $9.4 million of shit. I believe it was money or some invoices or something. Well, Little Mama, instead of putting that money up and hiding shit, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pull-a-top, Little Mama bought her two Lamborghinis, Okay, Lord, have mercy. No, please don't tell me that's one of us. Oh, it is I, Lady Y. Herb, it got Urban written all over it. I swear I do. The baby girl went and bought 2 Lamborghinis and a $1 million home. Wow. Make it make sense, Lord. Make it make sense. Boy, I tell you, don't we? That's that new generation. Baby, they be... Boy, I tell you, it's like, right, it's like Dumb and Dumber. If you working for Amazon, everybody gonna know you can't afford all that shit. Okay. Boy, I tell y'all, it's this generation. It really is. And if not, if she an older woman, shame on you. Okay, what was you thinking? Okay, then again, she probably won your mind on your own left once. Right. So can you make your once last? Oh, can you make your once make sense? Oh, my God. It's Thirsty Thursday all over the world. All right. It is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. Okay. This was the topics, okay, of the week. And trust, we about to have more. Okay. Look, it's going down as every day. It's going down as it's going down. It really is. I love y'all. Listen, it's going down. That's all I can say, you know. That's all I can say. I love you. Today is Thirsty Thursday. It is I, Lady Y. I'll see you tomorrow on Feel Good Friday or Good Friday, whatever you want to call it. I probably want to call it Good Friday. What y'all want to call it? Mm-hmm. We're going to call it something. Let's just call it a day. I love you. Okay, I appreciate you. I do. Appreciate you. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Listen, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I love you and I appreciate you being here, because listen, I know without you, listen, no, let me go on and say my spiel, because it's the truth. I love you, because this is the realest podcast out here. Listen, without you, there's no me. And I know you could be somewhere else listening to somebody else's podcast, but you choose to be here with your girl. It is I, Lady Y. And I appreciate y'all all day. I do. I love you and I appreciate you. Listen, ooh, how can I forget? Because I was too much in the mix. Okay, happy birthday. To anybody who can have a birthday today, happy birthday to you. All right, happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Okay, happy anniversary. Right. Happy anniversary to all our lovers and our couples. And please remember, 2 is always better than 1. And listen, y'all, sometimes we have to stop and communicate and conversate. Okay, you talk, I listen. I listen, you talk. Let's work on it, baby. Okay, ain't nothing good easy. Take your time and love on the one that love on you. It's crucial out here in these streets. Don't let your homeboys trick you. It's trickery. They lying. Being single ain't cute. Being single is not for the weak. Trust me, it is I, Lady Y. I'm telling y'all the truth, because we family, fam. And I love you. I love you. Okay, and that's for real. All right, what they say, that's on everything I love. Okay. Okay, that's on my peeps and keeping neat. Okay, moving forward. And that's sweet. All right, I love y'all. Stay a couple. Stay in love. Okay, right. Because being single is not for the weak. You got to be strong and got to be able to ask the hard questions. And you got to be able to move on when stuff is not for you. That's our problem. We try to hold on to something that's not really good. Right, that's a hold on to something that's not really good for us. Baby, let go. Let go and let God. All right, I love y'all. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. And remember, prayer changes things. You better ask somebody. Pick a side. Okay, it is I, Lady Y, and today is Thirsty Thursday, and I want to say I love you and thank you, okay, for giving me some of your time. To all our new listeners, oh, I'm in. I'm plugged in. Once we locked in, ain't no linking up, bitch. Okay, once we locked in, ain't no unlocking out, baby. That's all. That street stuff. Oh, that little bit of street stuff. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace and love. I'm out. It's your girl, Lady Y. It is I. I'm out. See you later. Call me. All right. God loves you. See you tomorrow. Peace and love. Mwah. I'm gone.